With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's defense secretary in a dramatic late-night vote. More details from Bernie Bennett.
Republicans pushed back against questions about Hegseth's qualifications amid allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior. Vice President J.D. Vance is on hand to cast the tie-breaking vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
The Republican senators prioritized the former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Confirming Hegseth rounds out President Donald Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Israeli podcaster Ruthie Blome says that there are mixed feelings in her country about the ceasefire hostage deal with Hamas.
We're not going to see all the hostages return. Only 33 by the end of a six-week period, and there are 94 still in the tunnels of Gaza.
Blome also says she's worried about the likely harm that will come from releasing 90 Palestinian terrorists as part of the deal. She was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump is heaping blame on OPEC for the ongoing Ukraine-Russia war.
During a speech to leaders at a global summit, the president said the OPEC Plus alliance of oil-exporting countries has kept the price of oil too high.
If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately.
Oil sales are the economic engine driving Moscow's economy. The president said he hopes to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin soon and get that war ended. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump has slashed a slew of EV-related policies, which could affect a number of states that have received billions of dollars in investment for electrification, especially Michigan. Many Michigan EV industry stakeholders say they remain optimistic about the industry. This is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa. Michael Harrington has a report.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, four sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia, a number 2, right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent, and there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools close the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreements, which mostly have involved training and reviews past complaints. But many colleges at the center of those cases face investigations. This is SRN News. An insurance broker tabulates the cost of last year's natural disasters.
The loss of human life last year was more than 18,000 people across the globe, many due to heat waves and flooding. In terms of dollars, broker Aon PLC calculates economic losses in the U.S. alone at almost $218 billion, more than 85% more than the year before. Worldwide economic losses were tallied at $368 billion, although down 7.3% from 2023, still 14% higher than the annual average going back to 2000. An estimated 60% of last year's losses were uninsured. George Williams reporting.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in 2024 to a nearly 30-year low for the second year in a row, as elevated mortgage rates, rising home prices, and a low level of properties on the market all played a role. More details at SRNNews.com.